Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, I'm excited about tonight. This is Saturday night, December 30th, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, we have two special guests on standby, and I'm so excited for what God is going to say through them on tonight. But before we bring them on to share the good news of Jesus Christ through the Word, we always ask that you get your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the men of God as they share the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight, so that you will not take it lightly. Or we don't want you to assume, and I definitely don't want you to assume that we're making up things, that you have your Bibles open so that you can follow along with the men of God so that you can read it and see it for yourself and have your paper and pens ready so you can take notes. So after the broadcast on tonight, through the week, you can go back and you can refresh and get refreshed over and through the word that's going to be delivered on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up in prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight towards each and every one of us. We know that we are not worthy of your grace or your mercy, but because of who you are, you extend your grace and mercy toward us, and we are so grateful because of your grace and mercy on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere, Heavenly Father, because you're everywhere at the same time. You know those that are sick and afflicted. So we ask that you will move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are their heads are bowed down in sorrow in the loss of loved ones on tonight. We pray that you will let them feel your presence, let them feel your spirit and love on tonight, even in the loss of loved ones. Let them know and remember that heaven still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we pray, Lord, that you would just comfort them on tonight as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray and we touch and agree that if there be anyone by way of the internet or by way of telephone that are tuned in on tonight, that are still spiritually blind on tonight, that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, It is our hope and our prayer and desire that something will be said on tonight, that their spiritual eyes will become open and they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their lives and save them. And once they're saved on tonight, they will know their God purpose. And not only will they know it, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit. Help us tonight to decrease so that you may increase in us. For we realize and we know that it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It's about us being the vessels, ambassadors, and servants that you have called us to be, to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, and they will confess their sins and be saved in his name on tonight. That's our hope and our prayer and desire. So we pray, Lord, that you would just move by your Spirit on tonight. Have your way, that you would be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, amen. We do have another spiritual food for thought. And our spiritual food for tonight is very unique. And I'm going to use this spiritual food for thought. And I'm not going to give away the title of the message for tonight, but I kind of feel that it ties in with the message for tonight. So tonight's spiritual food for thought, and I'm going to go back to what I was saying at the earlier part of this month. I'm going to use two spiritual food for thought for tonight, even though we know that we have already passed this Christmas day. But we want you to remember and know that Jesus is still the reason for this season, no matter what the world is saying or doing. And also our spiritual food for thought for tonight is, if necessary, God will move heaven and earth to show us his will. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I am so excited to announce that we have on board, standing by to deliver God's word on tonight, my special guest is evangelist, radio host Anthony Chapman, and also his co-host, Pastor Adam J. Stevens. They are part of the men's ministry of Men in Process, Solemn Assembly. And their pastor is Pastor James, I hope I get this right, Benrad of Power Church International. And they are from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And they are going to be sharing the word of God together on tonight. So, again, I do hope and pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the men of God as we go into the word of God on tonight. But before we go into the word, I'm going to ask Evangelist Anthony Chapman or Pastor Stevens if either one of them would share like a two-minute testimony with the worldwide listeners on tonight. And following their testimonies, we're going to go into a music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to the men of God as they go into the word of God and deliver God's word to his people on tonight. So I don't know which one of you is going to share a testimony. If you want to do it together, Evangelist Chapman or Pastor Stevens, I am yielding the mic to you all to deliver or share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony at this time.
Praise God. I am Evangelist Anthony Chapman, and I will give a very short testimony, hoping that at this time that people would not hear or see me, but that they may see Christ. It was about 15, 16 years ago, on a night just like tonight, that the devil was warring with me. I thought I was useless. I thought there was nothing left to my life. I just didn't know which way to go. And it was at that time that I was introduced to a night watch service. Instead of getting out partying like the people of the world, I crawled in into a place of worship, and I began to hear the word of God. And for some reason, I found myself at the microphone, and I began to give a testimony. I began to tell how my grandfather had just passed, but I was unable to attend the funeral in South Carolina because of that demon crack. And I remember saying, all I want to be is a vessel of honor to hold God's precious anointing, and I took my seat. And as the service went on, about 45 minutes, I felt like the enemy stood on my shoulders and said, "Now, you see, you got up there and made a fool out of yourself. People don't care nothing about you." And just about that time, they called me up and said, "Young man, you know, only man in here that bad all your laundry to the world. And now you the only one we're going to pray for." And they began to pray and gave me instructions from God. And I want you to know that to those that's listening, that's feeling helpless, feeling useless, that there is a purpose to your life. And God has touched me, filled me with the precious Holy Ghost, and I have not looked back. And been on a journey for the Lord, and I'm excited for my born-again experience. I just want to share that testimony to someone, because this time of the year is a time when people look for love in the wrong places, look for parties in the wrong places, find themselves in all kind of turmoil. But I like to recommend Jesus, and that's my testimony.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen to that. And what a powerful testimony that is. And that is the reason why I ask all my first-time guests to share testimonies over this worldwide platform. Why? Because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And it do us no good. It does God no good. And it does no one any good if we do not share our testimonies. God said in his word, he will share his glory with no one. He is a jealous God. And we can be a blessing to those that are going through different situations that God has delivered us from and brought us through. So that's why it's important that we share our testimonies, and that way others can know that if God did it for you and he did it for me, the same God, he changes not. He has no respecter of persons. What he did for Elder Chapman and what he's done for me in my life and worldwide listeners and those that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, what he's done for us, he's able to do for you as well. So that's why it's important that we share our testimonies, that God gets the glory. Those that are listening to the testimony that need to be increased in their faith, they can be blessed by your testimony, and you will be blessed by sharing your testimony. So that is why it is so important that we share our testimonies, that God would be glorified. So we thank you, Elder Chapman, for sharing that powerful testimony, and I'm sure that someone else can relate to that testimony. So right now we're going to go to our music break. I'm not going to play the whole song. I thank God that Jesus Christ thought our life was worth living, that he came down from earth in the form of a baby. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. But he came with a purpose, and he fulfilled his purpose on the cross. He died. He shed his blood, that redeeming blood that can reconnect us back to the Father. Thank God for Jesus. So I'm playing this song, Worth Living. I pray that you would enjoy this musical selection. And following this music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to the men of God who are going to deliver the word of God on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, December the 30th, 2017. Yes, Jesus Christ thought our life was worth living, that he came down to save us, that he knew that we could not save ourselves. So, but before we bring the men of God that's going to deliver God's word on tonight, I'm asking that you get your Bibles, and if you don't already have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the men of God and take notes. I have another scripture that I'd like to read to the listeners on tonight, and it's found in the Message Bible. The King James Version of the Bible and other Bibles may read different, but this is coming from the Message Bible, and this is a God decree for all listeners on tonight. And this is from me to you, and I read this to myself every morning. I get it in my spirit. And it's coming from the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. Again, this is from the Message Bible, and it reads, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. I pray that that was a blessing to someone on tonight. So right now, I am yielding the mic to Elder Chapman and also to his co-host, Pastor Adam J. Stevens, to deliver God's word on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother James Brown. We stand once again very humbled for this opportunity.
Amen.
And I love the question, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I just love that. It's a check question that we would do a self-inventory to find out if we're just sitting or existing or are we a liability or an asset. I'd rather be an asset than a liability. On tonight, we have a thought that we want to leave with you all, and I'm going to yield to my co-host, Evangelist Adam Stevens, but we want to leave the thought with you on tonight. Are you prepared for the end time living? Are you prepared for the end time living? We're living in a time right now where people have taken life for granted. They have taken God for granted, and then everybody has a little writing on their vehicle in the back window, on the back of the truck, saying, in God we trust. But do you really know God? And do you know Jesus? Because you can't know God unless you know Jesus first. So tonight we are here to share with you what the Word of God is saying, what the Lord has been saying to us in reference to the end times. Yeah, the end times. We have the men in process basically began to form almost 2 years ago as the Lord began to deal with me, began to show me a great gathering of his people standing before him, some kneeling, some crying through praying and fasting. And then I vividly heard the call, it's a clarion call. Tell them it's a clarion call. And it began to bring us to an awareness that we are living in a time that many of us are not aware. We're trustworthy. We trust. One thing I like about Brother James Brown, he said, don't take it for granted. Get your pens, your Bible, and your tablet and follow along with the scriptures so that you'll know for yourself that what we're talking about is real, and what we're talking about is very important in the season of life that we're living.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to bring your attention to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. I'm going to be reading from my New American Standard Version tonight. In Luke chapter 12, and beginning at verse 35, it says, be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit, Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast so that he may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them. Whether he come in the second watch or even in the third and find them so, blessed are those slaves. Watch carefully, but be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Here's what I'm sharing with you about what the Lord has said. 2015, 2016, the Lord spoke to me. I was in my bed on a Wednesday morning. He said, warn my people. And I said, Lord, I've been warning your people. He said, Adam, warn my people like never before. And then the next day, I heard this. He said, let every pastor warn my people. Church folks have become comfortable. Church folks they come to church one way and they basically leave the same way. But we're living in a time where the church folk needs to be ready, but the church is asleep as a whole. The church is asleep because there's so many people that's in the church, in the body of the church, but the church is not in them. And we're living in a time where people is caught up in their own thing. They're not listening to what God is saying to them because the word of God says this, my sheep know my voice. That's John 10:27-28. I asked a question one time when I preached a funeral not too long ago. I said, can you afford to die? And the question is, you can't afford to die, not without Jesus. Because to die without him is consuming fire. And then I tell people all the time, just the fact of somebody going to hell and knowing that hell is not the final place, because there is a lake of fire that awaits everybody that's in hell. But I ask you the same question, can you afford to die? No. Well, what you need to do? You need to get ready. Why? Because the uncertainty of life and the assurance of death stands before us. We have a choice. We either can live for God or we can die and bust hell wide open.
Now, at the beginning of that 35th verse of Luke chapter 12, what stood out to me, and I wanted to just take a short emphasis on it, is the fact it says, be dressed in readiness. That means you're adorned all the way around. We were talking earlier about balance, being balanced. Some people are so spiritual that they're off balance. They're not balanced enough because that they're too spiritual, that they're no earthly good. Then there's others that are overweight, not eating proper, not taking care of their bodies, or not even even in the mental aspect. And it takes a good balance in order to be a vessel of honor unto the Lord. So in this hour, we're promoting to everyone we get an opportunity to speak with, that you be ready. Ready yourselves. For it was a vision that the Lord showed me, whereas we were likened as unto Israel. Over 2,000 years ago, they were married, trading, doing business on a bright, sunshiny day. And then all of a sudden, because of their idolatrous ways, because they had turned their hearts away from God, God allowed his chosen people to go into captivity, go into hardships, didn't completely annihilate them, but allowed them to go through so much hardship and calamity. If God would do that with Israel, what about America?
Yeah.
What about America?
Yeah.
And second scripture.
I want to say something else about where we was.
Okay.
Before we go there. You know, number one, in Luke 12 again, you know, 35 to 40, number one, it's our duty to to watch. It's our responsibility to watch. We have to watch. Watch for what? Watch for the souls of other people, as well as watching for the return of the Lord.
Amen.
That means that we have to stay alert. And then number two, we have to stay ready at all times. Because the word of God said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So staying ready at all costs, that in spite of what goes on, we want to stay ready, stay focused. Because just to see people crying, coming up and giving the preacher their hand, and you question whether they really gave their heart to God, they crying, they foaming at the mouth. Just tearing the outer garment doesn't say a lot. Just crying and a change of face and all that does not say a lot. What says a lot is when there's a change of heart, a change of heart. And then when you look at that, number three would be to stay encouraged. David had to encourage himself. And there are times in our life that we got to encourage ourselves.
Amen.
Because there are times that we confront different situations, and we don't have a choice about the challenges that faces us, but we got a choice in the way that we handle it.
Amen.
Does that make any sense to you?
Amen.
And then number four, don't doze off. No, but don't fall asleep while you're on duty, because there's a need that you would watch. Jesus asked his disciples, can't you watch with me 1 hour? You mean tell me it's not important enough for you to watch 1 hour with me? Here it is that we're living in a time right now where God has already made all the preparation that we need to do everything that we need to do. You got the power to do everything you need to do, but you need to spend time in the presence of God.
Amen. It's very important. It's one of the major things that we promote every opportunity we get, is that we have to spend quality time with God. I can't just take it for granted that the pastor has what I need, or he's giving me a word on Sunday. And all of us are familiar the Bible says, as soon as the word is given, the devil stands quickly to snatch it away from you.
Yeah.
So we need to learn how to spend quality time and learn the season in which we're living in. Because times are getting worse. The youth is getting out of hand. So many factors that we're dealing with that we as the people of God have to be alert that something's on the horizon. And if we be ready, blessed will be us. But if we're not ready, remains the question, what will happen to your soul?
God is not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man that he should repent. For everything that God said he would do, he's going to do. And you can rest assured to everyone that's listening, there's an appointed time that God is going to visit every one of us. There's a visitation from the Lord that is coming for every believer. Hear what I'm trying to share with you, that there's an appointed time that God is coming to visit you as an individual, just like that person that is listening right now that's suffering with heart trouble. God is healing that right now in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is believe that. If you can believe it, God can do it. But you got to stay ready. You got to stay focused. You got to spend time in the presence of God. Be still and know that I'm God. This is what the Lord is saying to us in this hour. My people, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, heal
the land.
The land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm reminded right there of a time in which, as we as people, we notice a lot of different things that's taking place. And it seems like folks have an ear to rather listen to a fable than to hear the truth.
Yeah.
We're living in a time into which a lot of the places of worship has just turned into a social club. Might as well be a social club. Somewhere we show up at a specific time, see who's wearing what, see who's saying what, and then go on back to our homes and our houses and fight the devil for the rest of the week, because the enemy don't want you to get what God has for you. The enemy do not want you to fulfill your purpose. I'm reminded every time I pass graveyards that death lies the greatest treasures on the earth. In the graveyard.
Yes, sir.
Unwritten books, unsung songs.
Yes, sir.
Purpose that were never fulfilled because people did not tap in to God as they should have. They thought about what such and such thought. And one of the things my brother and I, we always say, we want to die empty.
Amen.
When it's my time, when the Lord comes for me, let me be done fulfilled my purpose. Let me be done addressed to souls and the names that's assigned to me. Because you best believe it, if you're men of God, men, women, children of God, there's an assignment in your heart, and God expects you to fulfill it.
That's right.
And you're going to find out greater how to fulfill it when you get closer to the Lord.
Amen.
That's Amen.
Right. That's right. And in Luke 21, look with me, if you will, Luke 21, starting at verse 34 to 36. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with the dissipation of drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
Amen.
We can't afford to get caught up in life situations. I mean, things that we get so caught up in the political thing, the thing that's going on in the White House. You don't need to worry about what's going in the White House. Worry about what's going on in your house. Because God is able to do any and everything. There's no need to worry about the fact of what President Trump is doing or what he ain't doing. God allowed this man to be there for a reason and a season. But the thing we need to understand is that we need to be ready to be on guard to do what? Because God is coming soon. And we need to be witnessing to as many people as possible about the soon return of Jesus Christ.
Now, we think about the description, how the disciples had begun to ask Jesus, begin to inquire and say, what would be the signs? What would be some of the things that take place to show us to come that we were at that time?
Right.
And Jesus began to give an understanding that it would be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, floods, all of these things. If we just be honest with one another, we're hearing and seeing all of these things.
Yes, sir.
Even right now as we speak, these things are taking place. So we as people of God got to get in a place so that we may know what to do in that hour. You know, I always say it's good to bring up the great crowd of witnesses. Love to preach about. Love to preach about the Apostle Paul, Paul and Silas. Love to preach about Job and David, how he encouraged himself, we mentioned earlier. And speaking of the great crowd of witnesses, but I believe in this day, right now, there's some Anthonys. Right now in this day, there's some Adams. Right now in this day, there's some Brother James Brown Jr. that are available for the work of the Lord. So that in these end times, God is going to raise up people. God is going to raise up those for his people, even though these things must come to pass, that his people might have a way and a chance to turn from their evil ways and repent.
The answer to life's problem lies in the church. The White House don't have the answers. The hospitals don't have the answers, but the church got the answer. The answer's in the church. It's in the body of Christ. And the way that will manifest is when the children of God will come together and on one accord, and they begin to spend time in the presence of God. I'm talking about quality time. Spend quality time with God and learn how the Spirit of God to you as an individual. And when the Spirit of God is talking to you, you learn how to be obedient to what the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Because there are too many people sitting down in the body of Christ that have gifts that they are not using.
Amen.
And most of the time is because they don't know how to use it. The reason, because you don't spend enough time with the Lord. So you can't really know what your purpose is. So you come to church one way, and you wait for the choir to sing, and you wait for them to pick up the offering. And then when you finish that, you wait for them to preach and preach and whatever he's going to preach. And then you leave and you go home. And you're basically going home the same way you came in a lot of situations. I've always said this, that people that should get an Academy Award is not Hollywood. It's a lot of times people that's in the church.
Amen.
Because they're not really listening to God. They're not being obedient to God. But if you're going to be obedient to God, then you become a doer of God's word. Because this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? Why waste God's time if you're not going to do what he says?
Amen.
Look at where we're at. We're in the end times. We're living in a time right now that all the stores that's full, loaded with food, that's fixing to come to a change. It's coming to a change quicker than you and I can think. You say, oh, this is all gloom and doom. You can call it what you want. But just as sure as we're sitting here, God's mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. All that's true. But there's a time coming. This stuff is fixing to run out. People need to get on board and get in a hurry about seeking God, because we're living in that time right now. We're not the children of darkness. Look at what Paul said with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, he said, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all the sons of light and the sons of day. We're not of night, nor of darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep in their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not disdained us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are about doing. What is he saying? We're not in the dark. Unless you want to be in the dark by choice. If you refuse to spend time with God, you go in the dark by choice, because the life situation has everything to do with choice. I remember Solomon said, he said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And I tell people all the time, what come out of our mouth, that makes the difference. What come out of our mouth will set, it sets the foundation for what we're going to do. What comes out of our mouth, say whether we're going to be successful or a failure. If you hang with people that's not trying to go nowhere, you need to get away from the people and start seeking God. Spend time with God so that God can bring you to a place where you need to be.
Amen. Amen. So Joel chapter 2 began to speak about the people that had allowed themselves to turn their hearts from God, and speaks of a time where so much evil was prevalent that the locusts began to eat up. But what I liked about it, and the drive of the men in process, the solemn assembly, lies in the scripture of Joel chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. The Bible says, blow a trumpet in Zion.
Yes, sir.
Consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation. That means set them apart and assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing infants, let the bridegroom come out of his room, and let the bride
out of her bridal chamber, the priests, the Lord's ministers, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and do not make thy inheritance a reproach. A byword among the nations, why should they among the people say, where is their God? Now, the solemn assembly, and the Lord laid in my heart here in Southwest Louisiana, that we would gather the people of God together through prayer and fasting, transcending all lines of religious belief, tradition, color, creed, or background, and come together and fall face first before the Lord, and that we would cry out why God might still hear us. For we have gotten in a place in a lot of ways that we are in danger of the judgment. If we pay attention and pay close attention, we know that we are on the verge of calamity, and it can hit any time. So we're encouraging you on tonight, are you prepared for the end time living? Are you prepared? And this needs to be a preparation through prayer and fasting. Need to be a preparation in your cupboards, in your water, in your necessities, in your medication, because when these type of things happen, where will you turn? And the only way you need to turn is to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's by already knowing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I believe that God is a preparer of a prepared people. He's a preparer of a prepared people, and he's preparing the people. This is not the first time I've heard the solemn assembly. Interneted it, checked it out, researched.
Yeah.
The solemn assembly is being spread through a lot of places throughout the U.S. But here in Southwest Louisiana, we're asking the question to you tonight, are you prepared for the end time living? Are you prepared for the end time living? I believe in our Sunday worship, the word of God is the word of God. But I believe in some of your Sunday services, you ought to be getting some end time messages. It's good to know the great crowd of witnesses and what they done back years ago, and we honor them. But today, are you prepared for the end time living?
There's a lady. You've got a prodigal son, that left home, and he's been out there in the streets for quite a while, and you worry yourself to death. You're wasting time. Stop worrying. Turn it over to God, because God can fix it. God will bring him home. But you got to stop worrying and get out of God's way with all that crying, and stop crying and step out on faith and just believe God for what God is fixing to do. There's another person that has been suffering with knee problem in the right knee. God is healing that right now in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is receive it, because it's happening right now in Jesus' name. Here's what Jesus says. Jesus said, the work that I do, you can do. And even greater work than these can you do, because I'm going to be with my daddy. I'm paraphrasing it for you.
Amen.
But the bottom line to it is this. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We have the power within us that's waiting to explode. If we would only step out in faith, take a step of faith and do what don't look like can be done, because you can do it through Jesus.
Amen. Amen. It is yours according to your faith.
Amen.
It is yours according to your belief. If you can believe it, you can receive it. So we just thank God on tonight for this opportunity once again. I want to go over our time. I want to leave time for anyone who might want to call in with questions. Anyone that want to receive our information on how they may get in contact with us. We believe in moving around and and on God's assignment, on God's calendar.
Amen.
And we understand that this opportunity that has been awarded us through Brother James Brown Jr., that opportunity has been, our platform has been even widened a little bit more. We're thankful for that because we're available for God.
Amen.
We are available for God's use. And we give him all the glory and the praise. And we pray that you got something good on tonight,
yes, sir,
from the word. We pray that you are uplifted, that you are reminded, and maybe even some of you convicted. Because the word of a God is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder between a soul and the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And so we know, amen, that God's word is true, Father is true, and we glorify him in all that we do.
You looking for change? Here's what the Lord has been putting in my spirit for quite a while now. Be open to be broken. Be open to be broken. Be broken more than what we have been broken. Because the Spirit of God is nigh unto him that is of a broken heart. And he saveth those that is of a contrite spirit.
Amen.
What does that simply mean? That he wants to crush. We need to be crushed. That flesh needs to be crushed totally so that the Spirit of God can do what needs to be done. We talk about this all the time, the fact that the church is not doing a lot of things that they should be doing. They got too many people. God told me about 3 years ago in my prayer time, he said, they got too many of my people dying before time. Why is that? Because of the fact God's people is not taking a step of faith to help raise the dead. I'm not talking about spiritual. I'm talking about physical. There's too many funerals.
Amen. And if you got faith enough to believe it, I believe God will honor.
Yes, sir.
God will honor in an exceptional way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So in this day and time, we just once again like to give thanks for this opportunity. I'm Evangelist Anthony Chapman.
And I am Pastor Evangelist Adam J. Stevens. And Brother Brown, we thank God for you. Thank you for the opportunity to be upon your show. And hopefully it won't be the last time.
Amen. We speak blessings upon you, blessings upon this opportunity that you have given us. And amen, we pray that greater things are coming your way in this coming year.
It is, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I received that, and I send that back to both of you as well. And I have so many notes that I have taken. I have like 4 pages worth of notes that I've taken down since you all started breaking down the word on tonight. And I want to stress to some that may have tuned in for the first time on tonight, the title of this show is, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And God gave me this book to write years ago, and I was just like Moses when God gave me this book to write. I'm like, Lord, are you sure you want me to write this? but God let me know without a doubt that I was the one, because he wants to use people that are not afraid to stand up in holy boldness and say what he says. And so everything that I said in the book and the reflective journal, God gave me what to say in my own words, with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then he turned around and gave me the scriptures to back it up. And so that's what I love about God. He always backs up his word. And so we can sometimes be saved in Jesus' name, and we can have the great intentions of doing good, but sometimes we can be a liability in the body of Christ and not even realize it. So that's why I believe I know that God gave me this book for the body of Christ, to let us realize and take a self-examination of ourselves and our walk with the Lord, to make sure that we are being assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities. And thank God for part two has just been released. Part two is out and is available at Amazon.com, and it's titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? That is part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Because we do have pastors, we do have members in the body of Christ that are scattering God's flock today, and God is not pleased. So I thank God for these two men of God on tonight, these powerful, awesome men of God, Evangelist Radio host Anthony Chapman and co-host Pastor Adam J. Stevens. I want you all to know that you are most definitely fulfilling your God purpose in the earth, and that is a problem in the body of Christ today. So many Christians are so busy trying to peep over and see what other Christians are doing. They don't know how to stay in their own lane because they don't even know what their own God purpose is. And I tell people all the time, even senior citizens, I've had people, and as a musician also, I play for a lot of funerals. And I play a lot of different churches. And I have a lot of senior citizens of all people come to me and say they don't even know what their God purpose is. I'm like, well, how old are you? And someone will say, I'm 70, I'm 80 years old. I said, you know what? As long as you still have breath in your body, you is real simple. Go to God in prayer and mean it from your heart because he knows. He's not like man. Man is looking at the outside, but God is searching the heart. He knows if you're fulfilling that. If you really want to know what your God purpose is and if you're going to fulfill that God purpose. So whatever your age is, if you're still living, God has a purpose for your life that only you can fulfill. So I thank God for for this word on tonight. And it do kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought. If necessary, God will move heaven and earth to show us his will. And God's will is for you as an individual to fulfill your God purpose in the earth. That's why you were born. You were not an accident. I don't care if it was, and unfortunately some people have been raped, molested, and they have children out of a wedlock or whatever the case may be. But for some reason God allowed that baby to be born. God had a purpose for that child's life. And God has a purpose for your life, my life, and everyone that's hearing my voice and just heard the word, God has a purpose for your life. Do you know what your purpose is? And I love this. And the man of God that brought the word on Thursday night was talking about the great cloud of witnesses as well. So God is still confirming his word through this great cloud of witnesses. You are a powerful man of God. You're a great team. I love how God has put you all together. I do not know you personally, but we are brothers in Christ. And God said that everything we do, we ought to be do. It ought to be done decently and in order. And this was definitely in order on tonight. And it was is an on-time word for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last and evil days. Because the handwriting is on the wall. Can't you see the signs? And the word of God says it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that, there's going to be the judgment. Now, what will God say to you on the day of judgment? Will he say unto you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you? Or would you hear him say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? That's what I'm working for. That's what I want to hear God say unto me, thou good and faithful servant, well done. You kept the faith, you finished your course. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what I'm working for. I can only speak for me.
Amen.
So I pray that this has been a blessing to those that have tuned in on tonight. And I pray that someone that has not accepted Jesus Christ on tonight, before this year ends, give your life to Jesus Christ, because he has a purpose for your life. You're not here by accident. It's not. You are here for a reason that only you can fulfill. So thank God for the word on tonight. It was a blessed word. I know God is glorified, and the devil, the enemy, is even more horrified after this message on tonight. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So at this time I'm going to ask either Evangelist Chapman or Pastor Stevens, if you can please give us your information to the listeners as to how someone may get in touch with you all regarding your ministry, if they want you to come speak at their church, or how can people get in touch with you, and also you can give your shout-outs at this time.
Yes, once again, we just like to give great thanks, and we come humble unto you, Brother James Brown Jr., for this opportunity, this great platform. We are available for God's work. We are the Men in Process, the Solemn Assembly. Mailing address, 2728 Cypress Street, Lake Charles, Louisiana, zip code 70601. I feel compelled to also give a phone number, 337-405, contact number. We'll gladly travel. We'll gladly make arrangements for any opportunity because we're vessels for the Lord. And we believe that a current word and a current work, up-to-date work, has been a call and placed upon our lives. So we once again give thanks to each and every one of you. As we know, we are preparing to leave the year of 2017 and enter into 2018. Nothing made up, just a simple shout. If it didn't work for you in 2017,
It ain't going to work for you in 2018. You need to seek God. Seek God and give it to the Lord. And the Bible says he'll check your motives and he'll set the matter in motion.
Brother Brown, here's what I'm hearing what the Lord is saying about you, that your platform is going to explode. Your platform is going to explode, sir. What you're doing is getting ready to just enlarge itself. The territory there is going to enlarge. Just expect that to happen real soon.
Praise the Lord. I receive that. And that has been my prayer, that the Lord would use me, that he would enlarge my territory and increase my coast, that he would be glorified through me more than I can ever imagine. So I received that word on tonight.
Yes.
But I have a special request from the both of you on tonight. I see that I have one of the mothers from my church. I'm a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church here in Detroit, while my pastor and shepherd is Bishop James A. Jennings. And I see one of the mothers from the church, from my church where I am a member. She is on the line, and she is going through some issues right now. And she did not ask me to do this, but I'm being led by the Spirit to ask you all to pray for her situation. I have been informed by her daughter, and I know that she may not be aware that I have been told by from her daughter her situation. But I know that God is a healer. And so she's dealing with the issue with cancer right now, but we know that God is a healer. And so while she is on the line, her name is Mother Phillips, and I would like for you all, if one of you all, or if we can just touch and agree and pray with her while she is on the line before we close out tonight's program.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Yeah, Lord, it's us again. We stand before your presence, asking for forgiveness of sin in our own lives so that we would have a clear channel to your throne. And, Father, as we stand with this sister, this mother, Father, for what the doctors are saying is cancer and whatever they're giving their observation, that point of view, Father, we know that you have the last word, that there's nothing too hard for you. And, Father, you said if we would ask, we would receive. Lord, and just if two of us would agree, Father, we can get something done. So, Father, we are agreeing right now for total healing in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against her is going to prosper. Father, right now I pray in Jesus' name that you give a miracle right now in the name. Yeah, just move right now by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. It is so. I thank you so much, and I know that she appreciates it, and I know that her family appreciates it as well. So on tonight, we just thank God for the men of God who are being vessels, being doers of the word of God, because, again, he said in his word that we are to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is so that they can repent and be saved in his name before it's too late. Because just because we're at the brink of the end of the of a 1 year and about to go into a new year, just because we are talking right now, we're not guaranteed to go into the new year. So we just want to make
Amen.
Sure that we're ready. And that's why this word on tonight was an on-time word. I thank God for the men of God on tonight that delivered this powerful word on tonight, this much-needed word for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last and evil days. So that tonight, I pray that this has been a blessing to someone on tonight, that they have been blessed. They can their hearts and be saved in Jesus' name before the end times come. Because Jesus Christ is soon to come, just like he came the first time and he died, the second time he's coming back with all power and all of his splendor and glory. So I just pray that you'll be ready when he comes, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But this we do know, just like he left here before, he is coming back again. The question is, will you be ready? So I thank God for the men that have brought this awesome word on tonight, and I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. I truly have been blessed and helped by the word. I send to you, Pastor Adams and Elder Chapman, that you too continue to stand on the wall, continue to be the vessels that God has called and anointed for you all to be, for the time of the foundation of the world, that you continue to give him glory through your teaching and preaching of the word of God. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you for your men of God who delivered your word on tonight to your people. And it's our prayer that something was said through them, Heavenly Father, that would prick the hearts of those that are not saved, that they would yield on tonight, even tonight, and be saved in Jesus' name and come to know their God purpose so that they will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer. Continue to move by your spirit. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, even right now in advance, that you will move by your spirit in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, that every minister, every vessel that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this to deliver your word, that they will deliver it with power to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit in each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will be glorified through us is our prayer in Jesus' name. So I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to move through me, through this worldwide platform, because I realize and I know that it's not about me. I just thank you for the opportunity and for the chance to be a vessel and also to share this worldwide platform with others as they spread the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. And so right now we're just going to close out, and we thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Good night.
Good night.
For those of you that are still on the line, normally I play a closing song, but my computer went into its own thing right now. It's updating my computer, and I cannot turn it off right now until it completes what it's doing. But continue to be blessed of the Lord, and if it be the Lord's will, we could be hear and be seeing you on this coming Thursday for the next time we come together on this platform. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Good night.